It's me that was a lager. It just, you know, it was so creamy, and I tend to think that the vast majority of lagers are very crisp, and I wouldn't very light, and I would not normally probably use the word creamy with the vast majority of lagers.
It finishes more like
it feels an like ale. It's a halfway house between, you know, between an ale and a lager.
When's the last time you had Stella on draft?
It has got to be over 15 years.
Yeah.
You know, easily. Yeah.
It's one
of those things. Yeah.
I think the next time I go somewhere, I want to try one or two of these beers on draft to see, you know, because I think you get the real character of a beer when you get it out of the keg and through the line, you know.
There's something very distinctive about this next pair.
Right?
Woo.
I mean, right?
Vastly different color.
Vastly. Okay. All right. So we know by default that this is
the Corona.
Corona.
Yeah.
Especial.
Yes. The Corona Extra that has been in all the commercials, blah, blah, blah.
Okay. Yeah. I think number one is the real deal, and number two is number two. It's got this vegetable. No, it's
because it's very different.
Are you thinking of the pickle beers?
It tastes like it's got this vegetable soup flavor to me.
Number one, is this segment three or four? Oh, okay. Yeah, we still have a lot more time to chat about this. Mm. All right. I can hem and haw about this. Yeah, all right.
Hem and haw.
Well, they are definitely vastly different colors. Number two is a lot darker than number one.
Yeah, and this is interesting because the other three that we've had are similar colors.
Almost
colors,
identical, yeah.
Yeah. Well, we'll be back with more musings in just a minute.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of a rising glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing, we've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love, our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
Welcome back, everyone. Today is a summer of questionable decisions, and our questionable decisions that good old boy Dave has thrown at us today is...
Dun, dun, dun.
Right. He gave us four macro beers that are rather popular from different parts of the world.
Sure.
And he gave us the alcoholic and non-alcoholic versions of those. I know what's going on. The boys do not. This has been a blind tasting of those four macro beers and the non-alcoholic and alcoholic versions. So we have done the Asahi from Japan. We have done the Heineken. We have done the Stella. And now, last but not least, we know by process of elimination that this is the Corona.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And previous... To this one, all of the both the non-alcoholic and alcoholic versions have been a very similar color to each other.
Yeah,
but this one is very distinctively different.
Yeah, so I mentioned that number two is much darker than number one. You know,
it's almost got an orange hue to it versus the light gold of number one.
I am going to go with number one is the beer, number two is the NA.
Yep.
You know, it's the finish off number two to me that is a bit of, there's something that's missing, or I should say overtly bitter on the back end of number two. And it has a watery, you know, mouthfeel to it.
Mm-hmm.
Again, you know, it's like, it feels like somebody's taken something out of there. I don't know. But number one is a lot creamier. It seems to be very well balanced.
Someone once said to me that non-alcoholic Corona tastes like second or third runnings from
your mash tun.
Yeah, from your mash tun.
I can buy that. And again, you know,
and that might be how they make it.
The process, you know, here is it is not additive. It is subtracting something away from after you make the beer. And I think that's what really makes it exceptionally tough to do these and do these well. But I am going to stick with my instinct here.
No,
number one is the beer. Number two is the NA.
I agree with you. And for me, the number two, it's sort of a vegetal kind of flavor that comes through in the back end. And it's almost
like turnip greens.
There's something like Campbell's soup or something.
Oh, that's,
you know, that's been awful in the can too long.
Something that's just a bitter you don't want in a beer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like it's just not this hops. weird flavor that makes you think they either did something extra to it or
flavored it up on the back end.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you guys are absolutely right.
Well, of course we are.
Yes. How about that? I went
number one is two.
Yeah.
So number one is the original Corona,
God
and number
almighty,
two.
I'm not part of this.
Right. Number two is the non-alcoholic.
Mm. Yeah.
Yes.
My count was two and two, Dave. What was yours?
Same.
Oh, how about that?
Yeah, but that means we're not experts. We just pretend to be
on TV.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really fascinating, pairing, and to do this blind. I don't know. It really has me thinking how far producing really good NA beers has really come. I really love the Athletic Brewing, you know, that has been introduced to the market in the U.S., you know, over the last 2 years. Really great beers. I have a lot of friends that don't drink alcohol, and they, when they are with me, they bring that along, or I bring it for them, and I feel very comfortable with those. And
I think that's a good one. I think there's the one from Brooklyn that's a nice NA beer. BrewDog has one that they've done. A lot of breweries are making them. Some are great. Some are Athletic, I agree, is probably, if you're looking for just across the board different styles, because they have stouts, pale ales, they have have some lagers and golden ales and all the different things. I think Athletic is probably across the board. But if you were, Mike, looking at someone who's like, I just want to go to the grocery store, I want to go to Kroger, and if I can't find Athletic, or I don't want to pay because it's a little pricey, if I just want to get a cheap six pack of NA beer and hang out with the boys,
I don't think that you're going to be disappointed with these macro brands. That would probably be what I would do. I think that there are people that make better NA beer.
Yeah.
But look, if this is your jam, and who knows, maybe you're buying it for a group of people, you know, you're going to a party, you're heading out on the boat, you're going to the lake, you're not really quite sure where it's going to be there, and you're just trying to throw something in the cooler. It's like, well, I'm not really quite sure, but maybe, you know, somebody doesn't want to drink alcohol, but they, you know, would love an NA beer. I don't think you're going to go wrong with, you know, any of these.
Did we rate the Corona?
We did not.
Yeah. I mean, the original one, I would give a 3, but I mean the other one, I would have to give it a 2 or a 1.
Yeah, I'm the same way.
I think that's the only one, and maybe if you stuck a lime in it, it would be better.
Oh, I think it would obliterate the variations between the two.
Yeah,
you know, really hard and quick.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I don't think you would Other than the color, I don't think you would be able to pick out between the Corona and the NA as soon as you would add a lime wedge. Cool.
Then I think you'd be okay, like you said, you know, saying, hey, man, if you know, I'll have an Asahi Dry, get my buddy here an Asahi Zero.
Yeah.
You know, and you'd both have what you want, you know, and you'd be good.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Well, this is absolutely a super hot topic right now about any, you know, products in general. And, you know, I know we've had some discussion about NA clear liquids like gin and vodka.
Yeah.
And there actually has been some NA whiskey, although I,
What?
But I think that, you know, looking across all of those other NA products, I think you're going to come closer to the real deal with beer, for sure.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think the process is there, and you're not having to make as many adjustments or
walk into it thinking I'm missing some out on something.
Yeah,
I don't think you should feel like that with, especially with these products. I don't feel like walking away from these flights going, you know, the real beers are really good, but, you know, the NA ones, I always felt like, no, I wouldn't say that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, I think this was a really good episode. And again, like, just showcases how far NA beer has come.
Yeah,
true. Not that any one of us here at the table would necessarily be drinking it.
Nope.
Anyways, well, that's going to do it for today. Good old boy, Mike. Thanks so much for being here.
Hey, thanks for joining us on this episode of Sip, Suds, and Smokes. I'll invite you to go back, check out our back catalog of over 600 plus episodes. And you may catch me at the bar, but definitely not drinking NA beer. I'll ask you to keep on sipping.
Good old boy, Dave. Thanks for being here.
Hey, it's great. Thanks, everybody.
This is good old gal Juliana. Keep on chugging and catch you next time.
We hope you enjoyed this episode. If you're listening to us online, do yourself a favor and tap.
Just tap it in.
The subscribe button.
Give it a little tappy. Tap, tap, tap-a-roo.
The easiest way to listen to our show is to ask Siri, Alexa, Google, Uncle Larry, or whoever it is that talks to you on your phone, play podcast Sip, Suds, and Smokes. We love your feedback, and you can reach us at info@sipsudsandsmokes.com. Our tasting notes flow out on Twitter and Instagram with our handle at Sip, Suds, and Smokes, and our Facebook page is always buzzing with lots of news. You'll also be able to interact with the thousands,
millions,
and millions
of other fans on those social media platforms. Do us a favor. Take the time to rate this episode if you're listening to us online. That's a big help to us, and we get to see your feedback as well. Come back, join us for another episode, and keep on sipping.
Production of Sip, Suds, and Smokes, a program devoted to the appreciation of some of the finer slices of life. From the Dude in the Basement Studios, your hosts, the good old boys, will see you all next time.
You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM. Your alternative to mainstream media. Broadcasting from Simon Fraser University at Burnaby Mountain, British Columbia.
If you're a regular listener of this show or other shows on CJSF, we'd love to hear from you. Tell us about what you like and why you like it, as well as ways we can improve our programming. To leave comments, please email cjsfprog@sfu.ca or call 778-782-4423. This information can also be found on our website at www.cjsf.ca. Sustainability Society is an independent, student-centered nonprofit working across SFU campuses. Embark focuses on climate and food justice in their programs and initiatives. Some of their ongoing work includes their food rescue program, learning gardens, and sustainability career nights. Discover your role in building a sustainable future based on your unique skills and interests. Learn more at embarksustainability.org and follow along on Instagram at embarksustain.
was building, kinda got the feeling like I've got a new lease on the life I'm leading. Where I just abandon everything I'm feeling, and as it gets darker, I don't have to see it. I can close the curtains, choose not to believe it. Everybody's laughing, we're having such a good time. Everybody's dancing, we don't read the headlines, 'cause the world is slowly burning. I can't help this earthly yearning. Throw your hands up on my body for the chance to just feel something good coming. Oh, I'm driving down the highway crying. Hear the collective sighs of people passing by.
Volunteering at CJSF 90.1 FM is a great experience and is easy to get started, so I'll tell you a little bit about it in the hope that you reach out. As this station is run almost entirely by volunteers, you have a variety of ways to get active at CJSF. Every department can use a little bit of help. Arts and entertainment. Well, you can write and produce reviews, conduct interviews of local musicians, the music library, acquiring, organizing, reviewing, and compiling charts. Public affairs. Interviewing groups, attending events, recording lectures. Public relations, postering, graphic design, and programming. You can host your own show or work on a collective. Production, audio editing, and PSA building. And once you feel comfortable, you can even volunteer to help the volunteers. So volunteer with us at CJSF 90.1. Email us at vol4cjsf@sfu.ca.
It's raindrops on the fire, on the road, it's black ice. I'll be holding my desires, those for a little. It's wind.
BC, this Thanksgiving, let's make a difference for those in need. Join the BC Thanksgiving Food Drive supporting the Greater Vancouver Food Bank and Share Society. For every dollar you donate, we can provide up to $3 worth of food. It helps food banks buy what's most needed and culturally appropriate for our diverse communities. Hunger doesn't take a holiday. It affects children, families, and individuals all around us. Together, we can bring hope and feed those in need. The virtual food drive is happening now through September 20th. Visit sharesociety.ca/BCTFD and donate today.
Deny all the things I've seen, all the things I've discovered, but not for much longer. Because too many others know what's happening out there.
I want to believe.
Hi, this is David Duchovny, and you're listening to CJSF 90.1 Burnaby.